Hello there. This is your Mind Ranting. Today is the 3rd of March, 2023. Happy Friday. I do apologize that I missed you guys on Wednesday. You know that weird cold thing that I was facing? Well, it turns out it was a little bit worse than I expected. I had coughed out my lungs. And I was just spitting out so much mucus that I honestly could not see myself recording an episode without leaning away from the mic and coughing my lung out. It wasn't going to be possible. I'm feeling a little bit better. I tell you that I know it's going to get worse as I get older if I don't take care of myself. I think this year has finally kicked me square in the nuts and square in the chin to get my shit together health-wise. Because I know healthy people tend to be less sick than unhealthy people. So I don't want to be going through this shit ever again. I'm telling you, just for the last 3 weeks, I've been coughing up a storm. Now that I'm feeling a little bit better, thanks to emergencies, Propels, and a lot of vitamin C, a lot of good sunlight, and Aquí el Estrés. It's a Mexican cold remedy medicine. I'm doing a lot better. So. Still a little bit of trouble talking, but I'm going to get through today's episode as quickly and as efficiently as possible. I don't want to give you guys too bored this Friday, but I think this is going to be, I don't know if I should make a continuing series on what's going on with one of the most controversial players in recent NBA history, my favorite player, Ja Morant, who is the point guard for the Memphis Grizzlies team. So this man recently just signed for a Nike and a Powerade endorsement. The Ja ones, I think, have already been released, and Powerade is a pretty big sponsorship. But there are rumors going around that this guy got suspended. It's been going on now for the last few hours. It looks like news feeds all over the country are speaking on it. So not just ESPN, Sports Nation. I saw that Newsweek has even reported on it. So apparently last September, there was an incident that Ja was involved with. And the teenager that he got involved with claims that a scuffle between him and Morant was in self-defense. And then he had basically beat the shit out of the kid and then threatened him with a gun. Now, details are slowly coming out. There's been a police report. But unfortunately, this is the kind of stuff that's going to slowly creep up on Ja, because he wanted to be a gangster. He wanted to be something that he is not. There is that meme that's now floating around. I think I've already mentioned it, but there's literally a meme for this guy. He's only been in the league since 2019, so it's like 4 years, and he's kind of, you know, made himself to be this really, really crazy guy. But I mean, he's no Allen Iverson. Can't no one top AI. AI dressed like a gangster. I'm sure he talked like a gangster. Well, he did. He spoke his mind, but I mean, there was a line that Shannon Sharpe had mentioned in his talk show with Skip Bayless, and it was something about hustling backwards. And that's exactly what John Morant's doing. Instead of, you know, building himself up and, you know, carrying himself in a different light, now that he has thousands of fans, he's got a lot of people tuning into the NBA, he's making the city of Memphis look pretty good in terms of sports. When you are a sports, and I'm going to say it, Ja Morant is becoming a sports icon in the city of Memphis. That's a lot of responsibility to carry. You have to conduct yourself in a different light. And, you know, most guys in the NBA, you know, any of the guys that were disadvantaged growing up, you know, working their asses off to get ahead of where they're at. You know, they get the really good stuff. They take care of their friends. And then their friends turn around and come say, hey, you know what? My friends are in the NBA. He's such a badass. This is something else that Shannon Sharpe had brought up. And what he had also mentioned, that, you know, what Ja is doing is the absolute reverse. It's like, now that he's made it, now that he's got a $200 million contract, okay? $200 million is an unfathomable amount of money to play basketball. Not saying that it's not worth it. I've said my piece about, you know, why I feel like sports players are paid way too much. I get it. You know, it helps a bunch of people clear their minds off of work. So you pay whatever price you want to pay to, you know, get relieved from stresses from life. That's besides the point. I mean, Bruh's got a shoe deal with Nike. He's got a working sponsorship with Powerade, right? That's 4 years in the league, okay? 4 years in the league. That's not something to sneeze about. Yes, he has his false confidence. He has his bravado, but I mean, the man's got pretty good handles. He's got some hard fought layups and a lot of jumpers that, you know, I think are really clean. He's an all-star. But instead of, you know, being proud of those things, or, you know, working on his game like that, he wants to stir up so much controversy. And his friends, instead of saying, hey, you know what, it's so cool that my friend's an NBA player, he doesn't have to prove anything else, well, besides getting a ring or two for the city of Memphis or whatever team he decides to play with. No, instead, he's like, nah, my friend's a gangster. He's super cool. And I hate that this is a third episode that I'm making about this guy, because I really like him. I really like what his work, his confidence. Though it's a little bit annoying, it is oozing. I mean, there is this really funny video where this guy's, I think he's at a diner with him and his friends, and he leaves a $500 tip. $500 tip would shake the shit out of anybody. So as he's eating, you know, ladies like kind of asking, like, oh, what do you do? Like, oh, do you play ball? You're a ball player? And he's like, yeah. Well, I'm not from around here, right? And then she's like, oh, you're that one guy. Ja. And she's like, yep. He replies with yep. And then she runs off just with the sheer excitement. And he's just like, you forgot your tip, right? It's moments like that where I'm like, oh, this guy's cool, right? I've seen some of his plays back when he was in Murray State. And was averaging 20 points and 10 assists in a single season as a college player. That's quite something. So So right now, he is trending. He is being made fun of for possibly receiving a suspension. It's up in the air. It's rumored. And this would be really sad to hear that this guy punched out a 17-year-old 12 to 13 times, as he said, as a teenager claimed. Oh, look at this. I'm actually reading this off the, where is this? Still in the Newsweek article. The teenager also claimed after the fight, which he had said happened after he accidentally threw a basketball into the face of Morant, that the NBA star reemerged with a gun clearly visible in his waistband and that he held his gun on the hand. I'm assuming he probably has his concealed weapons permit. I'm sure he's fine. You know what? Actually, while we're at it, let's look up Memphis concealed. See what the laws are for that. Looks like if we go to website. All right, so Tennessee permitless handgun carry. On July 1st, 2021, so a little bit under 2 years ago, Tennessee law will permit a large majority of citizens to carry a loaded handgun on their person, opened or concealed, without having to possess a permit. This new law does not affect the carrying of rifles or shotguns, only handguns. Historically, a handgun permit was required to possess a loaded handgun in public, but now those persons who meet the following requirements may carry a handgun, either openly or concealed. Subject is 21 or older, 18 if active military. Subject is in lawful possession of gun. Subject is in a place where they are lawfully present. I don't know where the basketball game occurred, but I mean, my man had a gun on his waistband, and he had his hand on his gun. Hopefully, his finger was on the goddamn trigger. It wasn't on the goddamn trigger, because he would have probably shot himself and ended up like Plaxico Burress. He would probably have done time. Shout out to my New York Giants for that one. So he was sued last September. The documents being revealed earlier this week. And then he claims that there's a funny sign to this altercation. He's just been the subject of many jokes on social media. Actually, I wanted to go back to that. The freaking joke about John Morant is that there is a meme where they have him as a young man with his family. You know, he looks nice. And then they have him try to become a gangster. And there's clips of him being made fun of. There's another meme shared on Twitter seeing a grown man pick a fight with a toddler after disagreeing how the youngster is looking at him. The tweet is captioned John Morant every time he's around a minor and has racked up more than 1.2 million views. And you know what? I'm glad that that Shannon Sharp has called this guy out multiple times. You know, As he said on the show, I've said it before, duh, you're going to have to move differently. You're in a different stratosphere now. I just think he needs to conduct himself as a person that is in that same stratosphere. He portrays that he is something that he is not. He's hustling backwards. Duh, just move differently, bruh. It just does not end. I hope that, you know, he turns himself around and, you know, and all this turns out to just be a turning point for him. No longer act this way. If he is really responsible for an altercation like that, and then he still had the nerve to threaten a young man with a gun that was clearly on his waist and he had his hand on the gun, I don't know what the charges are in the state of Tennessee, but I mean, those are some pretty serious charges. I would not be surprised if he gets released by the Memphis Grizzlies. Yeah, they're going to probably have to take a huge loss for the guaranteed money. And there they go back to being irrelevant again. But in no way, shape, or form should a star professional basketball player conduct themselves in such a manner and still be allowed to be, you know, part of a team. And I don't know if Ja would do serious time, but he'll probably have a hard time finding a new home in the NBA. I really like the guy. I don't know how many times I've mentioned it. I mean, he's helped me kind of, well, I wouldn't say just him. I would say him, Kawhi Leonard, Luka Doncic, the Joker, Nikola Jokic. I apologize if I'm mispronouncing those names. But it's guys like that that have made me fall in love with the game of basketball again. I am watching highlight clips. I'm watching full games now, sometimes on my phone. I'm watching basketball documentaries. I'm kind of understanding now a little bit more about fundamentals and, you know, the types of shots. I'm laughing at basketball memes now. All right, I show it to my people and they're like, what the fuck does this mean, right? Because a lot of them don't watch basketball. But, you know, it's because of these guys I fall in love with the game. I wish I would have learned to play. I wish I was a little bit taller. I'm only about 2 inches shorter than Ja, now that I think about it, but I know he'll school the shit out of me. That being said, it's just sad seeing one of your favorite players devolve into something that they truly are not. And I keep hating myself for bringing him up in these podcast episodes, but it's just, no, there's just, I have to talk about this stuff. I have to bring it up, you know, because like I mentioned, as someone who is from South Central Los Angeles, not once am I ever going to claim to be fucking hardcore. Yeah, I've seen some shit. I have. I'm not going to say that it's made me harder. If anything, it's made me more fearful of what the hell's going on. I would basically consider this episode to be a follow-up to your pretending. The first time that I brought up Ja. And one thing that kind of upsets me, and it hasn't even occurred, but in the case that this scuffle, this disagreement is an actual truth. If it's not, I mean, good for him, right? I mean, just these controversies are going to end up following him for the rest of his life. You know, someone's going to come up saying, oh, I had an experience with Ja that wasn't pleasant. I mean, that's just going to follow him in the league. So I get it. If it's not true, then, you know, I do apologize, Ja. But if it is, my concern and my fear would be, because he's a celebrity, will he get real time? Or would it be like an Alec Baldwin situation where at most he's going to face 18 months? I don't know. I just don't like that, you know, celebrities get special treatment. I mean, the fact that Sam Bankman-Fried and Elizabeth Holmes are basically chilling, not giving a fuck, as they've caused so much damage to Silicon Valley, and then, you know, cause so much damage for tech founders. And then going, circling it back to like guys like Jaw and, you know, Alec Baldwin, if these, if Jaw's, you know, actual altercation did occur, will he be treated to the fullest extent as a citizen by the law, not as a fucking celebrity? And I don't know. So for Jaw's sake and for the law's sake, let's hope that that's not true. And, you know, the kid just wants to get as much money as he can from him. I mean, I've heard stories of that where, you know, they'll target people for money or for, you know, to get 15 minutes of shame. But if it is true, I mean, let's hope the city of Memphis and the state of Tennessee do right by the victim. And yeah. Okay, that was a doozy. I hope this is the last time that I talk about him. I hope that those charges were not real. I hope that he takes some time if he is suspended, though the rumors are still kind of circling, so we won't know until maybe about a few days later. If he is suspended for some of his actions, I mean, I hope he takes time to reflect that, you know, he is not immune to his unruly actions and the results that come from them. All right. So until next time, ladies and gentlemen, please be safe. Don't pretend to be a gangster. All right. Avoid trouble as much as you can. And yeah. I'll go back to scheduling my episodes on Wednesdays. And then maybe record a bonus episode next Friday as well. So just catch us here on Anchor. And once again, this is your Mind Ranting. Enjoy your weekend. Take care.